Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Charles Wesley Godwin, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Coffee and a sunrise is a sight to see and fall. All the dancing leaves and a chilly breeze can help you forget it all. Windmill keep on turning, keep rolling through the sky. Just like it's all one day will fall on this very same ridge line.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
You play a lot in Appalachia. How are those songs received when you play them?
People love them. They keep paying me to come back and play them again for them. Yeah, I play a lot in West Virginia and Virginia, Maryland, Ohio, a little bit in Pennsylvania and North Carolina here in a couple of days. So yeah, I play in the region a lot. People latch on to those ones especially.
They sure touched me when I heard them. So you're based out of Morgantown, decent-sized college town, but you spent most of your life south of there in Upshur County.
That's where, like, on most of the weekends growing up, I was down in Upshur County.
You were fishing, hunting, and spending time with your grandfather. He had a farm?
Yeah, so I have a grandfather that lives in Pendleton County, and that's just nearby, and spent a lot of time going on the farms with him, and I'd drive the pickup truck in the field when I was a little kid and could hardly reach the pedals and learn how to kind of drive that way and help him herd sheep and cattle and things like that, and then did a lot of trout fishing in Upshur County. It's a place called the Middle Fork Club. Family had a cabin there and spent a lot of days fishing out there.
Spring of 1949, that's when I crossed the county line. It's there I saw in Seneca Creek a girl named Ruth who washed her feet. I told her my name was R.C. Ferris, that I'd marry her with half a carat. She said that's fine, no stone can reach the pretty and shine of this here creek. Mud was deep and the roads were wide. We'd retreat and then retake the lines. Korean winters had torn me down and killed all the boys from my hometown. So I'm coming home, Ruth, my dear. I got money in my pocket, don't you fear. We'll build a life by Seneca Creek. You'll have everything you'll ever need. Let's build a home by Seneca Creek and raise ourselves a family. I'll work on the farm, you work the store. Oh, have everything we'd ever hope for. With the top of a mountain above our heads and the roar of Seneca by the bed. Seneca Creek. And sure enough, the hard times came. You loved yours, I did the same. We made it through the winter's cold and many summers young and old. In 85 the creek did rise, but it only took the other side. The Gandy, North Fork, and South Branch too. The house still stood that I built for you. In 94 when you got sick, we'd make up trips for the hell of it. Take my hand, Ruth, my dear, I'll take you back to any year. And now you lie on a hill up high, right beneath the mountain sky. Seneca Creek sings below. Atop the trees sits a lonely crow. We built a home by Seneca Creek and raised ourselves a family. I worked on the farm, you worked the store. We had everything we'd ever hoped for. With the top of a mountain above our heads and the roar of Seneca by the bed. Seneca Creek.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, these are just terrific songs, Charles.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit more about a couple of these songs. You mentioned earlier, Sorry for the Wait. Boy, that is a sad song.
Really sad, heavy stuff. Believe me, if words for happy songs came into my head, I'm more than happy to write them. I got a few of them. I got a few barn burners.
So, you know, every Appalachian artist has to have a song where somebody gets killed or they kill somebody. So you have that song, Hazleton. Tell us about Hazleton. What is that place?
So Hazleton is a federal penitentiary. It's just up the road from where I grew up. They keep the baddest of the bad in there. Yeah, that was just somewhere that, you know, I've driven by my whole life, and that's where you go for something like what that song's about. So that's kind of how that came to be.
I'm singing songs behind the cages for the prisoners in Hazleton. Lord, I'm down, oh, Lord, I'm down, oh, Lord, I'm down. Came home one night to find my wife lying there with another man. I knew right then, lost my best friend, so I fell to my knees. Why, Lord, why? And I felt so wrong, had to do something right then and there. But that something so terrible, Lord, and I don't care. Lord, I'm down, oh, Lord, I'm down, oh, Lord, I'm down. Took my bare hands to my best friend. I squeezed the life right out of his eyes. Now I know I'm wrong, but it feels so right. My freedom's gone. Then I realized, and I felt so wrong. Had to do something right then and there. But that something so terrible, Lord, and I don't care. Lord, I'm down, oh, Lord, I'm down, oh, Lord, I'm down. So I'm singing songs behind the cages for the prisoners in Hazleton. Lord, I'm down, oh Lord, I'm down, oh Lord, I'm down. Lord, I'm down, oh Lord, I'm down. Oh Lord, I'm down.
Yeah, thank you.
So your bio says that you played a show, maybe your first show. I'll try to pronounce this right. Tartu, Estonia.
That's how I say it. Now they say it with a different, you know, they have a better pronunciation for it, but that's the way I said it too.
What brought you to Estonia?
I only knew where Estonia was on the map prior to looking into studying abroad when I was at WVU. They have really good counselors there at West Virginia University, and they kind of laid out all the options for me. And surprisingly enough, I was in the finance program. I have a finance degree. They kind of laid out the options for me of places I could go where I could still get credits towards my major. So it was just a handful of places, and they kind of showed me all the schools, and Tartu was really highly rated by former study abroad students, and I decided that I was going to go there, and I don't regret it a bit. It was great.
And was that truly the site of your first performance?
Yeah. I never played in front of people prior to going over there. I might have played for my family, you know, a couple of times. Other than that, never had any intentions of playing shows. And when I was over there, it kind of snowballed into this thing. People would come listen to me practice. One night I was at a concert there in the town where I was studying, and my roommate took my guitar out of my dorm room after I'd left, and he'd brought it to that show, and he ran up on stage and ended up playing a couple songs there, and it went all right. And I got a call from a lady who was putting together a fashion show for that next Friday, and I said, you know, well, yeah, sure, do you know what type of music I play? Like you said, it's a lot of sad stuff, and these weren't my own songs then, but still, I mean I'm not like singing over the rainbow. He's like, yeah, I know exactly, I saw you the other night, I want you to play for my show. So I said okay. So I showed up that Friday and did my thing and got paid 150 euros, and I thought, wow, this is really easy. I should do this for a living. Was definitely spoiled first show.
I should
spoiled
mention there's a YouTube show. Video of Charles playing I'm on Fire while the scantily clad models walk
getting
by.
The words wrong too, you know, just like my style, getting nervous, getting the words wrong.
I got a match and I got a knife. I'm going to the backwoods for some kind of fight. Shadow behind and the moon out in front lights the path of a man on the run. They saw me in Winchester under the car. They saw me sell the boxes to the bar and followed me back of Route 33, a car full of agents hunting me. Nighttime sky, cover your ears or you will hear those gunshots echo in the night. A last bite of my federal fight. A last bite of my federal fight. I sprinted from the door, ran straight for the hill where last spring there I'd hit my still. I hear these men, they take no one alive, so I guess I got one more surprise. I poured all the shine and tipped all the stills, lit the fuse that'll blow up the whole damn hill. The marshal and his men, they came storming in, guns blazing, killing me with a 9mm. Gander out, and what do you see? White lightning in the nighttime sky. Cover your ears or you will hear those gunshots echo in the night. A last bite of my federal fight. A last bite of my federal fight. A last bite of my federal fight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're playing full-time.
Yeah.
Using that finance degree.
Yeah. It's not a good investment to play music. I'm not using too much of what I learned in school, except keeping the books, and they're very thin books, doing what I do. Yeah, it's an interesting story how I got here, but like I said, it's kind of the only thing that I really thought, like, found in my life that I had a natural talent for. At least I would say. Maybe somebody listening right now is like, man, this guy sucks. But I think I'm pretty good at it. I'm all right at it. And I enjoy doing it. So.
Well, we think so, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you have some family here tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my parents are here tonight. My girlfriend's here. They're extremely, extremely supportive. I wouldn't be able to do this without all of them.
Your family even supported you after the finance degree.
Yeah, surprisingly. I didn't think that was going to happen when I was kind of thinking about talking to my parents about it. How is this going to come off? But then, really, I think they've been 100% supportive ever since I first brought it up. I couldn't ask for better support system and family. My brother, too, has been very good. Sister-in-law.
Go put on that blue dress on. You know I love the best. Don't mind me, I'll stay down here so I can watch you striding down the stairs. I miss you more than you know. It seems like we're always fighting time. Thoughts of you on nights like these give me hope while I cross state lines. Let's warm up these hardwood floors and tonight I'll see you spin around. Take my hand and let's just dance and pretend there ain't nobody else around. And tonight there ain't nobody else around. And tonight there ain't nobody else in town. Four feet move down the line, synchronizing perfect time. If I want my blues that pass, I can feel them fading behind. In your eyes, they lock in mine, reading what lies behind. It's just love, honey, don't you mind. Everything will be just fine. Let's warm up these hardwood floors, and tonight I'll see you spin around. Take my hand and let's just dance and pretend there ain't nobody else in town. And tonight there ain't nobody else around. And tonight there ain't nobody else in town. Moments he has a little life, he lives and breathes like a soul. Here now it breathes in us, living on till we're old. Till we're old. Let's warm up these hardwood floors, and tonight I'll see you spin around. Take my hand and let's just dance and pretend there ain't nobody else in town. And tonight there ain't nobody else around. And tonight there ain't nobody else in town. Let's warm up these hardwood floors, and tonight I'll see you spin around. Take my hand and let's just dance and pretend there ain't nobody else in town. And tonight there ain't nobody else around. And tonight there ain't nobody else in town.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to thank our guest, Charles Wesley Godwin, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Radio Network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guest and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Once again, let's hear it for Charles Wesley Godwin.
Tell a friend from enemy as I ride from show to show, with no plan on how I'll go. Go ahead and tell them in the north I won't be home for quite a while now. I hear the road now calls me son, and I'm not its only one. Won't someone tell me straight? And someone say to my face, or lies head on down the line for a soul like mine. One day my hair will turn gray, and my face will show my age. Will things settle down for me? Will I still be wild and free? Still be rolling down the lines, pushing towards neon signs, with bad sound in small stages, with no end in sight. Won't someone tell me straight? Can someone say to my face,
or lies head on down the line for a soul, a soul like mine. And will I always want through? Or will I dream of it in fear? Let it take me in the night, and I might just disappear. Won't someone tell me straight? Can someone say to my face what lies ahead on down the line for a soul like mine, for a soul like mine.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Charles Wesley Godwin for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.